Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about principles of effective writing instruction, and this comes from an article in The Reading Teacher, in which two researchers interviewed leading experts in the field of writing to really try to get at this question of what are the overarching principles of effective writing instruction, because there's a lot out there about writing instruction. And they came up with five that really there's some unanimity among experts about. And the first one is, teachers should be aware of their own experiences, beliefs, and processes when it comes to writing. What this means is that the more a teacher is a writer, the better they're able to teach writing. So they recommend that even if writing isn't a hobby of yours, as a teacher, if you're able to sit down from time to time and actually write a piece of writing, you're going to be able to get in touch with what processes are going on in my mind. What am I believing about the value of this? When am I feeling motivated to do it? When am I not feeling motivated to do it? And the more you can get in touch with that yourself, the better you're going to be able to actually teach that to students, because you're going to be able to connect to it. You're going to be able to be a much better model for students of what it means to be a writer, and if you understand yourself what it means to be a writer. Next, effective writing instruction encourages student motivation and engagement. And this one is pretty obvious. Obviously, we need students to be engaged, but what this means is that we have to think about how we're actually doing that. How are we bringing in students' beliefs and students' interests into the writing process? How are we designing authentic writing projects that are really going to speak to students? How are we just giving them this chance to really engage with writing in really meaningful ways? We want them to be engaged and we want them to be motivated. We have to make sure we're actually structuring our writing blocks so that happens. Next, effective writing instruction starts with deliberate planning, but it's flexible. So this means that every time you go into a writing class, there should be some objective in mind of what students are trying to accomplish. What part of the writing process or what part of writing are they actually working on? There should always be a learning objective. But also, if a teachable moment comes up, so they give the example in the article that if you're working on, working on sentence structure, but an opportunity to talk about hyperbole or rhetoric comes up, then that you should be able to take that, and it's actually very important to take those moments. So having a very clear plan in mind to begin with, but also being willing to deviate from that depending on kind of what's happening with you and the students in any given day. Next, effective writing instruction happens every day. And this, is, again, sounds like the most obvious thing in the world, but as the researchers note, writing instruction can actually be one of the first things to go when a day starts getting crunched or there's an assembly or something's happening that throws the day off. Writing can be the first thing to go off the table, which actually signals to students that it's not that important. And so it's really important, actually, that we're giving students a very sort of as much as we possibly can of uninterrupted writing time. And it also means that we're setting it up for students in a way that they're going to want to write. So instead of it just being a chore, how are we setting the environment so that maybe there's music, maybe there's some sort of special thing that happens for students during the writing blocks to convey that this is a time that's important, this is a time that is for writing, and this is really sort of sacred. And then, effective writing instruction is a scaffolded conversation between students and teachers. And what that means is that we need to engage with students in a continuous cycle of evaluating a piece of their writing, giving them feedback that is both very positive as well as being constructive, and then setting goals for what they want to work on next, and then evaluating progress towards that the next time that they finish a piece of writing, and keeping on going with that continuous cycle of improvement. And they make a special note here about the feedback that oftentimes we have to be careful that we're giving enough positive praise because students can get discouraged if they get these really marked up pieces of writing back. And we're giving constructive criticism just to be sensitive to students' feelings, especially in the elementary grades. Students can be a little bit more sensitive to the feedback, and we want to make sure that we're really framing that in a well. And so, again, none of these principles of effective writing are necessarily groundbreaking, but with the fact is that we think about our writing blocks, we should be asking ourselves, does this groundwork, does this fundamentally essential setup actually exist in my classroom as much as I want it to? And if not, where can I push a little harder? Where can I get to be a little bit more in touch with my own writing experiences? Where can I work to make my writing block a little bit more motivating for students? And if you're a novice teacher, really thinking about, do I have all of these pieces in my classroom? And if not, how can I make sure that I have them? So thanks for watching, and happy teaching.